Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Diversity in the PE Classroom with me, Jay Sprock,
and me, Riley Manhusen.
On today's episode of the podcast, we will be talking about how to bring diversity into the physical education classroom.
So, Jace, what does diversity mean to you?
Well, to me, diversity means including people from all backgrounds. Riley, as an aspiring PE teacher, how would you bring diversity into your classroom?
Well, the way I would do it is I've recently been working on a world sports unit. Basically, it just includes sports from around the world that may not be as popular here in the United States as it is in other places. So basically, things that aren't football, baseball, basketball, which are like the main three played here. The reason I came up with that is because I play rugby, which is not a mainstream sport here in America. So that gave me the idea to maybe have students go look up a sport that's not common here. Learn about it, and then maybe do a short presentation, and then we would play some of those games in class with them teaching. I just think it would give students who may not be as good or talented at sports here a chance to show their skills that they may already have. And even if it's a sport they haven't played, it kind of levels the playing field, even against the people who may be a little bit better at American sports.
I really like that idea you have there. I know we talk about in our PE classes a lot with Dr. Stoney and Mr. Elner that a great way to get kids interested in other cultures is to play sport or introduce sports to those kids that aren't necessarily sports we would come across typically in America. Like you said, pretty much most people growing up in America have at least heard of or have some knowledge of football, basketball, and baseball being the big three. But I think we could equip kids for more diverse learning as they get older in life if we did include more sports that are off the beaten path here in America. Like you said, rugby would be a great one. Another one that always caught my eye was cricket, actually. I would be very interested in learning the rules of cricket.
Oh, that's interesting that you say that. With my time on the rugby team, I've got to meet plenty of international students, and besides rugby, cricket is often one of their favorite sports to attend. Another reason I think international sports are good to teach the students about diversity is a lot of these sports have a lot of cultural traditions that go with them. For example, with rugby, the New Zealand All Blacks, currently the number one ranked team in the world, do something called the haka before each match, and it's pretty famous in rugby. It's basically an old war dance that people from their area used to do before war. So with this unit that I've been working on, I was thinking about having the students also research some of the traditions or cultural things that go with the sport and maybe how the sport developed and why. What do you think about that?
I really like that. I was always asked why I thought it would be good to introduce people to different cultures through sports. And like you said, meeting international students here at Kansas State probably benefited that you had enough in common that you could talk about rugby together, which is basically, I always use the example of, oh, let's say I have a student or I have an opportunity to go to New Zealand and study abroad for a semester. Hey, that could just be one avenue to making friends, is if I knew one of their national sports that was really popular there. It's a conversation starter.
It's interesting that you say that, Jace. I honestly think that sports in general are one of the best ways to connect with someone that you don't know. Maybe same background, but even if you don't know them, or if you have a very different background, if you have a sport in common, it just opens up the door for conversation, you know, with that sport first, maybe some other sports. For me personally, with the international players that come over and play with us, or even just international students in general, if they see me wearing a rugby shirt or I see them wearing one, a lot of times that will kick off a conversation. We'll talk about that, and then we talk about, you know, other things they do, where they're from, other sports, just things they like to do. And for me, it's helped me make a lot of friends that I don't think I would have met if I wasn't in rugby. And that goes for any sport. I think just once people, like, even if it's with a specific team, if you like the same team they do in a sport, it just kicks things off and helps you create new relationships with someone you may not have initially.
Right. I totally agree with what you're saying there. I know we could be a little biased since we are PE teachers, and obviously if you're PE teacher generally growing up, sports were a big part of your life. But just imagine if we got a group of international students together, or if we came together as a PE class and let's say the group of students is from somewhere that plays cricket, wherever it may be, we could probably spend a couple days teaching each other about the differences between cricket and American baseball, or cricket and if they wanted to learn American football. For me, I would even benefit from somebody teaching me soccer, because honestly, I don't know the whole lot of rules on soccer.
You know, that's a great idea. I think a really good way to do it would be kind of put maybe an international sport together with an American sport that's kind of similar. So, like you said, cricket and baseball could go together. You both hit the ball, there's a field, a lot of players, a lot of similarities from what I've seen, but the rules are much different and the field is way different. You could also do football and rugby. Like, football came from rugby, so there's a lot of similarities there. There's even a game that I played when I was in elementary PE called Takraw, and basically it's like volleyball, but you only play with your feet, so that would be a good one to maybe mix in with volleyball or soccer. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea. I think we've made a great case as to why, even if you maybe aren't the biggest into sports in the world, you're not the most sporty person, you should make an effort to maybe try to get to know a sport that's outside your comfort zone. For me, like I said earlier in the podcast, soccer is well out of my comfort zone. I'm not very good at it. I'm not built to play soccer, and I do not know any of the rules, but I feel like to push each other and get out of that comfort zone, think of all the friends I could make just here at K-State by going to Old Stadium and playing pickup soccer. Who knows, I could end up finding a friend that lasts a lifetime through that.
You know, it's interesting you say that about getting outside of your comfort zone. I think anything in education, if you can get the students to go outside of their comfort zone a little bit, that's good for their personal growth and development just in general. But I also think it levels the playing field. Like we were talking about earlier, we got, at least three main sports here, baseball, basketball, football. So you have athletes that already play those sports competitively. They're at a huge advantage in class all the time. You know, they're probably going to be better at those things, know more about it. And a lot of times that can discourage other students. So when we do that, those other students are getting out of their comfort zone all the time. But I think if we switch it up, you know, maybe some of those students that are normally not in their comfort zone may be more comfortable. It's going to be more of a level playing field, and we're going to get those students that are comfortable most of the time to be uncomfortable. So it'll help develop the whole class, I think.
Right. I agree with that, because I know for me growing up, I was a huge football fanatic. I loved football. It was my favorite sport. I played it any chance I got. I'd watch it any chance I got. So when we got to the flag football unit in PE, I always thought, like, hey, you know, I'm doing okay at this. And, you know, I saw some other kids struggling in the class with the same sport. But I like what you talk about, the level of the playing field, because then we would transition later on in the year to, like, racket sports. And we'd play badminton. And I, you know, like I said, I always thought I was one of the better athletes in my class. And then we broke out the badminton, and wow, was that eye-opening. I all of a sudden did not think I was a real great athlete after we played badminton for 2 weeks. Well, so far, I think we've made a great case for why we should teach international sports in our PE classrooms, just for the fact that once you introduce something new and get kids out of their comfort zones, they will be more willing and receptive to trying that new sport, and maybe possibly through that sport getting into another culture and being interested in other cultures. And then once that happens, you know, the kids start to bond with each other more, and then the learning can happen throughout the school no matter what class it's in.
Well, after this conversation, I'm pretty excited to try out a world sports unit or something similar to it. My student teaching coming up this spring, and hopefully later on when I become a teacher, hopefully.
I think I'm going to go ahead and pitch that idea when I'm a student teacher next fall. I'd love to go to a high school classroom and try to do some international sports if the students already haven't been previously introduced to it.
Well, that brings this podcast to a close. Till next time, kids and coaches.